Today's daf is Brachas Daf Chaf Aleph. Brachas Chaf Aleph, we will be starting with the Mishnah on Chaf and Mabez. Again, two notes. Schedule. First note is, again, let me thank the sponsors for this month's Shiurim. The Orlinsky family, Lezecher Nishmas Menachem Yitzchak Orlinsky, for the sponsorship for both Av and for El. Second, this could be the last daf that I'm giving before I travel. Again, it depends on how my day goes today, but I'm going to be in transit. If it is, then by the time we will pick up. Either way, we will pick up on Monday morning with Daf Chavav, with the beginning of the fourth perek, Monday Daf Chavav from Beit Shemesh, from Eretz Yisrael, Arsenu HaKadosha. That'll be Monday morning. There's a chance that I might give tomorrow's daf. Now we're doing Wednesday's daf. It could be that I'll do Thursdays if I have some time. If not, the 3 days in the middle will be missed. But they are up from the last cycle. So feel free to go to cbey.org and click on Dafyomi under my Shiurim, or it could be they're also on yutorah.org as well. We're going to try to transfer them and get some of them presented on the OU website as well. But for now, they are there, and we will now do the brachas daf chaf aleph. It could be chav beis will be up tomorrow also, but if not, so then we will join together again from brachas chavav from Eretz Yisrael. Okay, so we are on chaf and beis. Just one other ha'ara that I ran out of time yesterday to mention, and that is, yesterday the sugi spoke about arvus, spoke about women being chayiv and benching to rabbanan or to oraisa, nafkamina being could they be motzi rabbi midei chovasan. The Gemara with machlokas Rashi Tosfos, why they would be chayiv only to rabbanan? It's not as man grama. So the Gemara spoke, the Rashi Tosfos spoke about, maybe they didn't get a portion in Eretz Yisrael. Tosfos says, they're to us from Bris Mila and from Talmud Torah, and different pshatim in the Rishonim. So there's an important rush, the comment of the rush on yesterday's Gemara in Os Yud Gimel. Os Yud Gimel, below if, says the rush, below if Shita Habaya, the question is not answered, whether women are chayavos darais or drabanan. Hilkach nashim eina motzias is acher midei chavasan. Therefore, women cannot be motzi the rabim, they're the chova, if they're chayav daraisa, because they might only be chayav drabanan. Ask Tosfos, why is that true? We're going to have the Gemara later on in Daf Mem Ches, where the Gemara says, Lahoti is achem midei chavasan asher yochel kezayis dogan. We're going to learn later on, as long as somebody eats a kezayis of bread, which means they're only chayav derabanan in benching, as we just had yesterday's daf on kezayis on kevetza, and yet they can be mostly others who ate kedei svia, who are chayav daraisa. So, by a woman too, even if she's only chayav derabanan, why don't we say that she could be motzi men who are chayav daraisa? That's the question of the Rush. What's the difference between our Gemara about women and that Gemara about someone who only eats a kezayis? Says the Rush, and this is the Shiloh. What does the Rush mean? But let's see what the Rush says first. The Yesh Lomar, Delo Dami, don't compare the cases. De Ish, Afagav Delo Achal Klum. A man, even if theoretically he wouldn't have eaten anything, dinu sheyiftar es acherim, he should be able to be motzi others, to call Yisrael ha-revim zelazeh. Ela midrabanan amru, shle yivarchu berchas anen in belohana. But midrabanan, Chazal said that, you know what, don't be motzi others with a berchas anen unless you also benefited. Laficha, therefore, right when you ate a kezayis, avabish einu nischayiv, ela midrabanan, motzi es acherim sheachlu kidei svia. You're allowed to. Why? She'arev hu ba'avuram, the alav hu lahatzilan min ha'avon. It's your job to prevent them from sinning of eating without a bracha. V'liftarosan minha mitzvos. And to pater them from the mitzvos. So therefore, when it comes to a man, really, theoretically, he doesn't have to eat anything. And he's connected to them. Therefore, but Chazal said, only eat something. Aval isha, here's the three words. Eina bichlal ha'arvos. Women are not bichlal ha'arvos. Lakach eina motziya ala misha chiyuvo midrabanan. Women are not bichlal arvos. They don't have this principle applied to them. And therefore, they cannot be motzi others midrabanan. That is the rush. What does the rush mean? So the Noda Behuda takes the rush kipshuto and says, women are not within the principle of kol yisrael arevim zelazet. They are not included in that. This is the Dagam Ervava in Simin Reish Ayin Aleph in Hilchas Kiddush, where the Dagam Ervava says, "Mashani mistapek afilu beisha mekadish shemotzi ishto breveso imanoshim lo hispalalu arvis." If the women didn't have a mayriv, meaning they're chayav d'oraisa, the ha'ish kfar hispalal arvis, the man already davened mayriv im kain ha'ish eino mechuyev min ha'torah, and therefore in Kiddush, Right? It's a big shiloh whether this is really true bechlal, because we don't mention Zechiras Yitzias Mitzrayim, Mishpatei Esrei. It's the Magen Avraham's problem and other achronim. How can it be say you're Yotzei Kiddush yet? Gemara said you have to be mentioned Zechiras Yitzias Mitzrayim and Kiddush and the Gemara Psachim, and we don't in our regular Friday night Kiddush. Anyway, side point. So says the no to be Huda. If a man daven ma'ariv already and a woman did not daven ma'ariv, like most women do not, v'yim kein ho'ish einu m'choyim min ha'Torah, v'yanashim shlo'is pa'alu chayev min ha'Torah, im yotzen b'shmiyasa min ha'ish. How could the women be yotzei? V'af shekol ha'brachas af sheyatza motzi, and even though we usually pass in yatza motzi, that's because of arvus. V'harei katzav ha'rosh b'besachas brachos, sho ha'isha einu m'chlal arvus. A woman is not b'chlal arvus, l'kach einu motziim el mishichiyuv amidrabanan. V'anis, that's why, says the Rabbi Yehuda, says the Gemara, I don't know how a man can make kiddush for his wife. And then he says, I'm not sure when the Rosh said she's not Bechlal Arvus. Does that mean she can't be motzi others, but others can be motzi her? Maybe she's enough Arvus for that. Like a man is an Ari for the woman, even though a woman is not Ari for the man. Or does it work in both directions? That is the suffix of the Dugo Merivava. By the way, the Arachayim HaKadosh, the beginning of Nitzavim, points out a smach to this idea of women not bechlal arvus. Because if you go through the lashon there, so it's split. Before that, the men and women are split, so maybe he says it's a smach to that rush. Either way, this is the Dag HaMervava. Says Rabbi Kiva Eger, I can't believe it. Both in his Chidushim on Shulchan Aruch, right there in Reish Ayin Aleph, and right here on our daf. Rabbi Kiva Eger says, I beg to differ with the Dag HaMervava's understanding of the rush. The rush does not mean that women are not bechlal arvus bechlal. It means women are excluded from this specific mitzvah. That's all. Elanir lani is daiti. Tekavana sarash lachalik ben yatsa motzi. Uvein ena mechuyev b'mitzvah zu ba'atzmuso. Da arvus rak b'misha mechuyev gamkein b'mitzvah zu. Women are included in arvus in the mitzvahs that they're chayavos in. The only shaila here is that women might not be included in benching. If they're not included in benching, they're mufka. And that's why they might not be able to be motzi. But if women are included in a mitzvah totally, and a man was yotzei a little bit of it, but women are still chayavos, of course they can be yotzei by kiddush. Mishemachi afshu kfar yotzei la'atzva motzi achim avol b'mitzvah sheinu barchiyu v'klal. Dahainu, if they're mufka from the mitzvah, fine, then they can't be motzi. Lefit tzad ha'noshim in chayavos berachas mazon daraisa. If you hold like the tzad that women are not obligated in berachas mazon daraisa, they're mufka. They're not within arvus on the mitzvah daraisa. Aval ba mitzvah denashim chayavos gamheima b'chal arvos v'shayach b'hu gam kein dina to yatsa motzi. So he says, for sure, I think that they would be able to be motzi others. Yeah, how do you see the sugyas in Megillah and in Rosh Hashanah that they all talk about charishot v'katan? They don't talk about women there. Right? So he says, he assumes b'chal they are for sure b'chal arvos. Very important machlokas achronim, Doga Mervava, and the Rabbi Kiva Eger, whether women are bechlal arvus or not, machlokas how to understand this rush right here on our Gemara. Okay, we continue. Says the Mishnah, Chaf Amid Beis, Baal Keri Maharer Belibo Ve'enu Mavarech Olafanev Olachareha. A Baal Keri. Now we get into the sugyas of Baal Keri. We're going to learn in the Gemara, and the Mishnah is going to talk about it later, but the Gemara is going to explicate it, that Ezra was misaking Tevila for a Balkari. Ezra was misaking Tevila for a Balkari. A Balkari, a man who has an emission, it's not a Zav. A Zav is when he has an emission, which is unusual. A Balkari is a man who's with his wife. After he's with his wife, he becomes a Balkari. Ezra, Rashi quotes it here, was misaking Tevila. The end of Parak Maruba lists off all the takanas of Ezra. One of them was Ezra Misakein Tevila for a Balkari before he is Osek Batorah, before he makes certain brachos. That is the takana of Ezra. Why haven't we heard of this so much? Because Rabbi Yehuda ben Beseira says on Tamar's daf, on Daf Chav Beis, on the fourth wide line, Ein Divrei Torah Mekablin Tuma. That's what we paskin, the Divrei Torah not Mekabel Tumah, and therefore, even if one is Balkari, there is no Chiv of Tefillah. The Gemara says, Arichas Yamim, put it on the list, if somebody who is Tovah Bazman Hazeh, but Me'ikar Adin, we hold that the Takanat Ezra was Batel. Hopefully, tomorrow's daf, Rabbi Yonah discusses how did Rabbi Yudim Seira have the power to be Mavatel Takan of Ezra. You know, they're not the same in Bechachmo of a Minyan, so how was he able to do that? Okay, hopefully we'll talk about that. But says the Mishnah, Balkari Mahara Belibo Vein Mavarach. So because of Balkari, if he did not go to the mikvah yet, so he's Mahara Belibo, he cannot say Kriya Shema. He's Mahara, he should think Kriya Shema in his mind, Vein Mavarach, but he cannot say the brachas, even Behirvur, says Rashi. He cannot say anything, for sure. But what about Behirvur? What about in thought? So you could think Kriya Shema, but not the brachos. Lo lefaneha, velo laachareha. Not before, not after, Rashi says, because all the brachas are not daraisa, the Rabbanan were not matzrich him to think it. Number one, the al hamazon, the varech la'acharav, veinam varech lefanav. And what about on food? What about benching? So that, mavarech la'acharav, you have to make the bracha afterwards, because that is a daraisa, pashas bihirhur, and veinam varech lefanav, and you don't make the bracha before it, because those are Birchas Hananin are Drabban. Rabbi Kiva Eger again on that same page right here says that Pashas from the Mishnah's Amachalik, Pashas should even make the Bracha Revius, which is Drabbanan. Because once Chazal enacted that fourth Bracha, the first three are Daraisa. But once they enacted that fourth Bracha as an appendage to the benching, so then it's considered one unit. Right? Similar discussion. What happens if you don't remember if you bench? Do you have to bench again? So the rest of the chumra, do you say the fourth bracha because it's already connected to the benching? Rabbi Yehuda seems to not hold of any of this. Don't worry about it, says Rabbi Yehuda. Okay, we'll see in the Gemara what this machlokas is about. But first issue with the Gemara. The Gemara says that you're not allowed to say the words, but according to the Tanna Kamma, but you're allowed to be maharher, at least for some of it. So what does that mean? Machlokas. Amar Ravina. Ravina says, Oso Meres, what do you see from here? Hearer Kedibur Dami. Hearer must be like Dibur. De'i Salka Daitok Lav Kedibur Dami. Because if it's not like Dibur, Lava Maharer. What's the point of being Maharer? The fact that the Mishnah says you should be Maharer Kriyashma, it must mean that there's some significance to that. And this must weigh in on the general sugya of Hearer Kedibur or Lav Kedibur Dami. Again, this comes up all the time. Right? Many different sugyas. Learning and thinking before Berchas HaTorah. Is one allowed to do that? What about anytime you need the bracha, the dibur, does hear her work? That's a big discussion. Shas topic. Right here, Ravina says, you see from our Mishnah, the fact that the Mishnah says you should do hearer by Kriyashma, it must mean that hearer is Kedibur. Says the Gemara Elamai, hearer Kedibur dummy. Is that true? Then Yotzi B'Sfasav, if it's Kedibur, so why don't you just let him say it? It's already considered like you're talking. So just let him say it. The Gemara says, no. Kida'ashkechad b'sinai. We do it like what happened at Har Sinai. What does that mean? Rashi and Tosas both say that there was a tzivuy of Altikshu El Isha, and that is the remez, that is the smach to Ezra HaSofer's Takana. And he made a Takana, not to say the words, not to learn, says Tosfos. Dekivan. I'm sorry, Kida'ashkechad b'sinai. Pirish. Afal gav de kedibur dabi leinyin sheyatza, even though it's kedibur, the leinyin that you're yotze with hirhur, but it's lav kedibur dummy that about a calorie would be usser. Basically, Tosfos is trying to have his cake and eat it too, come up with a middle approach. It's enough kedibur to be yotze, but not enough kedibur that one is considered a hefsek. And even though they were quiet, Shomea Ka'one, you could think about it, you could hear, right? Similar to what we're going to discuss with Hashem later on today's daf, on Amabez and Tosfos. But either way, that is Tosfos' shot, right? Ravina is holding here is Kedibur dummy. It's Kedibur enough, but not Kedibur totally. That's what you have to say to try to make, put all the Makaras together. Rav Chisda Amar, Rav Chisda says the opposite. Here alav Kedibur dummy. Rav Chisda says, no, here is not Kedibur. And that is why we don't allow him to say it. That's why there's a difference. Disakatatach, here Kedibur dummy, because if you say it is Kedibur, Yotzi B'Sfasav, let him just say it. It must be, we don't let him say it, because here would be Kedibur, saying it would be different, and therefore we only allow him to do Hirur so that it is not Kedibur. Elamai, Hirur, lav Kedibur dummy. What, so it's not Kedibur, it's Lama Maharer. So what's the point of being Maharer if it's worthless? If Hirur, lav Kedibur, isn't it worthless? So what's the point of being Maharer? So Amar Rav Elazar, Rav Elazar seems to say, Meikar Adin, yes. Meikar Adin, you're not Yotze, because Hirur, lav Kedibur dummy. Right? According to Ravina, the first day, it seems to be a real Chilak. Here is Kedibur, but not enough to be called saying it. But Rav Chisda seems to be saying the opposite. Really, here is lav kedibur dummy. You're really not really being yotze the mitzvah. Totally. Why do you say it? So you're not parish but not tzibur. Amar Rav Elazar, kedei shelo yuakol ha'olam oskin bavu yoshi v'batel. So it shouldn't be that the whole world is being osek. The whole tzibur that you're in is being osek in Torah or in benching, whatever you think. Let's say Kriya Shema. Let's see what the Mishnah is talking about. Who Yoshua Batal? He's sitting there being Batal. So the Gemara says, "V'dikras Pirka Achrina." So why does he just learn something else? Pirka Achrina. So and the Bach here adds in, right? Nira Beinai Hilchas Derech Eretz. As it says later on in Daf Chav Beis, meaning if you're not going to be able to learn Torah, just be osing in something. Who's going to know? So Amar Rav Adar Bar Ava, Bedavar Shatzibur Oskin Bo. That's what he meant to say. It's not appropriate that the whole Tzibur is doing something and you're not in it. So that's why we allow, even though generally here or why you're being Maharer, generally love Kedibur Dami, but you should do it because the whole Tzibur is doing it. Says the Rush right here, Simin Yudalit, second Rush of the day. Right at the beginning. Says the Rush right here at the end. Simin Yudalit. From here you learn. Says the Bahag. If somebody walks into Shul and the Shul will say Kriya Shema, he should say the first Pasuk with them. That's what the Rush says right here in the name of the Baal Halachos Gedolos. If you look in the Shulchan Aruch, Shulchan Aruch discusses this in Simin Samachay. If somebody walks into Shul, Kara Kriya Shema. If somebody already said Kriya Shema and he walks into Shul and they're saying Kriya Shema, Sarech Likros Iman Pasuk Rishon. That's our Rush right here. Quotes say the first pasuk, "Kishelo yeira'eh ki'ilu eina rotza lakabel o machash ra'im chaveirav." Our sugya is all about even hear her, but we learn from here even on the deeper level. If somebody walks into the shul, even if they say Kriya Shema already, if the whole shul is saying Kriya Shema, he has to repeat Kriya Shema so it doesn't appear as if he's not being makabel o machash shemayim. V'hu adin also imhu beveis haknesses v'omer divrei tachnunim o psukim v'makam sharoi lifsok. Avalam asuk. That's if he's in shul already. Avalam asuk. Welcome shenem rasha lifsok. If he's in a place where he's not to be mafsik, like from Baruch Sha'amar to Yishtabach, he shouldn't be mafsik. What should he do? A little trick, the Shulchan Aruch says. Whatever words you're up to, say them in the nigger that the Tzibur is saying it. Sometimes, if everybody's saying it out loud, nobody will realize, I just say whatever words I'm up to in davening, so it's ki'ilu nira, ki'ilu kari be'imayim. So it looks like I'm saying it with them, even though I'm not saying it with them. That's the trick the Shulchan Aruch says to do, quoting from the Truma Sadeshin. But that is the Shulchan Aruch. The Kafachaim adds on that even if I'm, let's say, in a different part of davening, especially if I come in, I not only should say it, but I should cover my eyes. The whole tzibur is covering their eyes, like we learned in this beginning of the second parak. We had the Rebbe was put his hands over his eyes when he said Kriya Shema. So too, as a remez to that, that's what we do. So too, the Kavachaim says here. It's not quoted in the Shulchan Aruch, but the Achronim say that we should also cover our eyes. That's also part of not being poresh min ha tzibur. Good. We continue. Says the Gemara. 1 second. Vahare tefilosh, the davar shat tzibur asukin bo. You're telling me that by Kriya Shema you have to do this, so the tzibur is not osik in something that I am not. What about Shmon Esrei? Vahare tefilosh, the davar shat tzibur asukin bo. Shmon Esrei is something that the tzibur is osik in. Vitznan, and we had in the next mission on tomorrow's daf. Hayaomi betfilah v'nizkar shu balkari. If the person in the middle of davening, and he realized, oyvei, he forgot that he's a balkari and he didn't go to the mikveh yet. Again, Bizmana said, don't worry about it. We don't paskin like Takanas Ezra. But if he remembers, he's a Balkari, lo yafsik, but in those days, when they were knowing the Takana, lo yafsik el yakatzer, he shouldn't be mafsik and stop davening, but he should be yakatzer. He should be makatzer every bracha. Sure, in every bracha. It's the beginning and end of every bracha. So what is that? What do we darshan from that Mishnah? Taima da'askel. The other reason he does this is if he started already. Halo askel, lo yaskel. But if he hasn't started Shmon Esra yet, that he shouldn't start. But what do you mean? Then the whole tzibur is going to be saying Shmon Esrei and not him. So the Gemara says, no, shiny tefila, to less the Malchus Shamayim. No, Shmon Esrei is different because there is no Malchus Shamayim. What does that mean? Rashi has 2 days. Either you don't mention Malchus, or number two, it doesn't have Malchus Shamayim. And therefore, Kriya Shema is more chamor. Put this on the list. Another, again, in our list of Kriya Shema versus Shmon Esrei, is going to cut in both directions. Sometimes the chumra to one, sometimes the chumra to the other. So right here, Daf Chaf Aleph, the Gemara explaining the Mishnah that Kriya Shema, a Balkari has to do something with, because he has to be, he cannot have everybody else be Makabal Malchus Shemayim, and he is not. Well, by Shmona Esrei, it's not as, you know, as serious, because it's not Malchus Shemayim. Says the Gemara, so again, remember just compiling the list we had already in terms of washing one's hands on Daf Tezvav, we had it on somebody's on top of a tree, on Daf Tezayin, the types of Kavana, we have it here, we're going to have it later on in today's Daf, in terms of Safi Kara Kriya Shema, Safi Kispalel, because we have to just keep adding to the list. We had Tosfos on Daf Yud Gimel earlier in terms of Hefsik. important. Maseches Brachas, you have a lot of lists that we're going to have. Good. Continuing. Says the Gemara, that's why Tehillah is different than Kriyashma. Bahari Berachas HaMazon, La'acharov, Delesmei Malchus Shemayim, V'tznan, why we learn Berachas HaMazon. That's not Malchus Shemayim, Kabbalah Malchus Shemayim, and yet, it is the same thing as Kriyashma. V'tznan, Ala Mazon, Mavarach La'acharov, Inam Mavarach Lefanov. Right? So there's got to be a difference. A different difference. Ella, Kriyashma, Berachas HaMazon, Da'araiso, Tefillah, Da'rabanon. Oh, that's the difference. Krishman Beshek Adaraisa, that's why the Takanis Ezra cannot override that, and at least you have to be Maharher. Mashenkein, Tfila is Dirabanan. So this is one of the key lines that the Ramban brings as a raya against the Rambam who holds that Tfila is Daraisa every single day. The Ramban brings a number of rayas. This one is his main raya. The Gemara says Mefurish, Tfila is Dirabanan. How could the Rambam say that it is Tfila Daraisa? So you gotta work it out. The Tzlach right here in the Noda Behuda says, maybe we're talking about a case where you already said Kriyashma. You already said Kriyashma. Right, and now the question is, Shmona Esrei when you walk in. So it could be once you said Kriyashma, that was Kolel, including the Birchas Kriyashma, you already had Shvachos and Bakashos and Hodos. So that's when Tfila might be Durabanan, theoretically, if we didn't say Kriyashma yet. But once I say Kriyashma, then it could be that I was Yotzei. Or it could be, here it's only referring to the Zmanei Tfila, or the Nusachat Tfila, which the Rambam agrees is Durabanan, even though the concept is Daraisa. You gotta work it out somehow, how the Rambam can fit in. Good. Just great source that I didn't mention the last time this came up, but that is, we mentioned that everybody agrees, even the Ramban agrees, that Tefillah is Daraisa Be'ez Sara. Whenever there's an Ez Sara, so Tefillah is Daraisa, and we had the Drash from Rav Soloveitchik, that maybe they both agree. The Machlokas is, what exactly, how do you define Ez Sara? But there is the Tshuva of Rav Moshe. Rav Moshe has a Tshuva where he discusses our non-Jews, our B'nai Noah Chayavim in Tefillah. They have to daven. So Rav Moshe says, you would think not. It's not one of the Sheva Mitzvos Bnei Noach. Right? So why would they be Mechuyev? And yet, we're going to say in Slichus in a couple of weeks, and Sfardim already saying it, right? Ki Beisi Beis Tfila Yikare L'chol Ha'amim. Right? My house is Tfila Chol Ha'amim. Right? So what is it? So says Rav Moshe, I think they're not Mechuyev. They can if they want to, but they're not Mechuyev except once. Says Rav Moshe, if there's a Chola B'toch Beisam, there's somebody who's sick, there's a serious issue, so then there's an Ace Tzara, Rav Moshe says, then they are Chayav Daraisa. Why they Chayav Daraisa? Why Tefillah Be'ez Sara? Because, says Rav Moshe, that's a function of Emunah. That's a function of belief in HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Why? Because if somebody is going through something and they don't turn to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, they don't think it's coming from Hashem, so that is a Chisaron in their Emunah, and that's why even non-Jews are obligated in that. That's Rav Moshe's Tshuva related to Tefillah. Then he talks about in the Tshuva, what should they daven? Are they allowed to daven our Tefillahs from our Siddur? Interesting discussion. Good. Amar Rav Yehuda, minayin, or Amar Rav Yehuda, marav, adds the Bach. Minayin, the Berachas HaMazon, l'acharei min HaTorah, how do I know that this benching is Daraisa, last week's Parsha, Shenema, V'yachalta, V'savato, V'yrachta, it says, eat, be satiated, and bench, u'minayin, the Berachas HaTorah, l'faneha min HaTorah, and how do I know that Berachas HaTorah, before learning, is Daraisa, Shenema, Kishem Hashem Ekra, Havugodel Elokeinu. When I call out the name of Hashem, when I learn Torah, I have to ascribe greatness to Him. I have to make a bracha. Right? Pashtus. Right? These five lines in Shas are very difficult for the Rambam on two levels. Number one, we just spoke about the line of Tefillah being Darabanan. Number two is this next line. Birchas HaTorah being Daraisa. It seems to be a Mefurish Gemara. This is the Ramban in his Hosafos to Aseis. The Ramban says that Birchas HaTorah is a separate mitzvah Aseis Daraisa. Mitzvah Tesvav. Shidit Tavinu Lahodos Lishmo Yisparach. B'chol Eis Shenikra B'Torah. Al HaTova HaGdola Sha'asa Lanu. On the great Tova that Hashem did for us. B'sito Taraso Eleinu. V'hodiyuno Amasim Aretsuyin Lefanav. And he let us know which actions are appreciated by him. Shebahem ninachel chayeh olam haba. Through them, we will be able to get olam haba. And then he says, v'kaasher nitztavinu bibracha achar kol ha'achila. Just like we have a mitzvah to bench, kach nitztavinu bazu, so too we have a mitzvah to make this bracha. What is his first line, the first raya? Ubeshlishi shel brachos. In the third paragraph of Mezekas Brachas, Daf Chaf Aleph. Minayin lebrachas elavanem in HaTorah. Kishem HaShem Ekres. Mefurish. It's Mefurish, says the Ramban. I don't know why the Rambam left it out. So that's a big shaila, why the Rambam leave it out. Is it, does he really hold it is Drabanan? Does he hold it as only Drabanan? And you got to figure out how to read this Gemara. Does he hold this Daraisa? And maybe it's just not counted as a separate mitzvah. That's what some suggest, that maybe it's just part of the mitzvah of Talmud Torah. You don't count it separately. It's a fascinating, the Megillas Esther, one of the great defenders of the Rambam in the Sefer HaMitzvos, he says, right, he's of fame in the Yishuv Eretz Yisrael, Sugya, where Rova Poskim are against his Shita. But here he says, he throws up his hands. He says, I have no idea how to explain the Rambam. V'nir Ali, kimashalomana aravu, lefi, I'm sorry, I skipped, I'm doing the wrong one. Nearly, kidivrei haramban sotkim bazeh hamakom. V'lo yadati loma lomana harav. Imlo chashav shemedrasham bazeh hapasuk hu alderach hasmachta bilvad. Amnam, alav lahavi raya. I don't know, the Gemara sounds explicitly like the Rambam, like the Ramban. Okay, the only other way is maybe he did not include it as a separate mitzvah, it's included in a different mitzvah. After all, you know, generally brachas are rabbanan. To count brachas as a separate mitzvah is a chiddush, but that is the Ramban in Sefer HaMitzvos. Rav Soloveitchik writes, Ki Shem Hashem Ekra HaVogodel Elokeinu. That is the source here for Berachas HaTorah. That is also the source for the Gemara that Rashi quotes here, Yuma Daf Lamed Zayin, for bowing down when you hear the shame of Hashem Yotzei Mipi Kohen Gadol. So what's the connection? Answer of Soloveitchik. How could you learn two different halachas from the same pasuk? One, saying Berachas HaTorah, and number two, bowing down when you hear the shame Hashem. Says Rav Soloveitchik, it's the same halacha. Like the Ramban writes in his Hagdama to the Torah, that all the Torah on a deeper Kabbalistic level spells out Shem Hashem. So when we come in contact with HaKadosh Baruch Hu, we have to ascribe greatness to Him. It doesn't matter if it's an explicit Shem Hashem, which is Shem Hashem from the Kohen Gadol, or an implicit Shem Hashem, which is learning Torah. By both of them, it's the same halacha, Ki Shem Hashem Ekra, Havu Godel, Leilukeinu. That's the Rav's thought relating to Ki Shem Hashem Ekra. Beautiful. Says the Gemara now, Amar of Yochanan, Lamadnu Berchas HaTorah, Lacharab, and Berchas HaMaz B'Kav HaChomer. You should say each of these are Malamdim on the other one in the other direction. Rabbi Yochanan says, really, you should make a bracha after you learn. Kavachomer from Berchas HaMazon. And the opposite, Berchas HaMazon, Lefanam, and Berchas HaTorah, B'Kav HaChomer. And you should have to make a bracha d'oraisa before you eat, based on a Kav HaChomer. How do you, what are these? Birchas HaTorah, Birchas Rabbi Lachareha, Birchas HaMazon, Mikal Vachomer, Uma Mazon, She'ein Ton Lefanov, Ton Lacharov. If food does not need a bracha beforehand, but needs a bracha afterward, Torah, Shatuna Lefanah, in addition to Lacharel. Torah that needs a bracha beforehand, surely should need a bracha afterwards. And the opposite, Ubirchas HaMazon Lefanah, and Birchas HaTorah, Mikal Vachomer. Also, the opposite should be true. Uma Torah she'in tuna l'acharea, tuna l'faneha, if Torah does not need a bracha after it, but needs a bracha before it, mazon she'utan l'acharav, einodin she'itan l'fanav. So food should, for sure, should eat beforehand. Why do we have later on, beginning of the sixth parak, it's only drabanan, learned out from different sources, according to 99% of the poskim, birchas aden and drabanan. So why don't we have these kavachomers, says the Gemara. No. Ika l'mifrich, Malamazon Shekein Nehenah. No, you can't compare food to Torah because by food, Shekein Nehenah. There's physical pleasure. Yes, the Achronim point out here, Torah also has pleasure, right? Rav Avraham Minahar, the most famous Rav Avraham Minahar in all the Shas, I think, I would say. Rav Avraham Minahar in Darim on Daf Mem Ches, where Rav Avraham Minahar says that part of and parcel of learning Torah is the Hanah that one gets, and that's why an Avil can't learn Torah, and that's why if somebody's noder from a city, that's the Mishnah there, they're not allowed to use the Svarim from that city. Even though we have the principle of mitzvos lav lehenos nitnu, mitzvos are not called, are not defined by their Hanah, but that applies by all mitzvos, except by Talmud Torah. Talmud Torah, it's neat Talmud Enos. It's part and parcel. And that's what the Egle Tal writes in his Agdama, that there are those that say that if somebody learns L'Shem enjoying the Torah, it's not L'Shma, says the Egle Tal Chas V'Shalom. That's the greatest level when I learn and I enjoy it and it goes into my blood. So yes, that's all true. But it's not physical pleasure. Maybe it's a deeper spiritual pleasure, but it's not a physical pleasure. So that's what the Gemara here means. Malamazon shekein nehene, which does not apply to Torah. And the opposite of malatorah shekein chayi olam. Maybe that also means nehene, but a different type of hana. It's chayi olam. So therefore you cannot compare the two. And number two, the otzad and also our Mishnah. Alamazon v'rach l'achra v'inim v'rach l'fanav. However much you want to say the kalvachomers, the Mishnah obviously does not accept it. Tiufta, and that is why we don't suggest these kalvachomers. Good. We mentioned in the Parsha Shir last week from the Meshech Chachma in Parsha's Akev. He talks about this Gemara as well. And he said there's even another Svara why it's appropriate to make a bracha before one learns and after one eats. Vizeo. Why? Because the purpose of a bracha isn't just to be makir, but the person, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, but the purpose of a bracha, says the Meshech Chachma, is to protect us. And therefore, after we eat, that's when we need the protection. Ein adam morid b'kadosh baruch hu ela mitoch sviya. After we feel that we're satiated and we have everything, after we eat a huge meal, it's hard for us to, it's harder to focus. Before I eat, I'm more, I'm alive, and then I can make a bracha. But after I eat, I can't move. I ate so much. So then dafka, we have to realize and thank kadosh baruch hu then. And on the other hand, after somebody learns, if they learn properly, and they're inspired, and the Torah went into them, before one learns, who knows why one is learning? Maybe one's learning for the wrong motives. Maybe one's learning amanas that they can be called Rav. Amanas that people, think highly of them. Amanas that, people see me carrying the Daf Yomi Gemara. But not that I really want to do this. I'm just doing this for the crowd. Which, by the way, mitoch shelo lishma bo lishma. But either way, before I learn, I might not be doing it for the best reasons. That's why we have a bracha beforehand, asher bracha banu mikol ha'amim. Again, bracha zatorah is huge. It comes up here. It came up earlier in Daf Yin Aleph. We had a Daf Be'in shir about it. Feel free to listen. OU.org, a couple of weeks ago on Berachas HaTorah, the three different approaches is Berachas HaTorah, Berachas HaMitzvah, Berachas Shevach, Berachas HaNehenin, even the disciple suggested, Reb Chaim, maybe it's a bracha on the Chefza Shel Torah that was quoted in the Brisker Rav. Again, there's a lot to talk about in Berachas HaTorah. We have the unbelievable Lavush, where the Lavush says we make two brachas. Why? Because one of them is the bracha Achrona on the Torah that we learned yesterday. Right, because the chiyuv doesn't stop until I go to sleep. Right, so that's why I do it. But when I wake up, anyway, that was the lavush in Sibin Mem Zayin in Hilchos Birchas HaTorah. Okay, we continue. Amar of Yehuda, Amar Shmuel, on the side it adds in, Safik Kara Kriyashma. Safik Lo Kara in a Chozer Vekare. If somebody's not sure if they said Kriyashma or not, they do not repeat it. Wow. They don't repeat it. Savig Amar MSV Yatsiv, Savig Lo Amar Chozer V'Omer MSV Yatsiv. Somebody doesn't know if they said MSV Yatsiv, which is Zechir SCCS Bisrayim, they have to repeat. My time, a why, Kriyashma Durabanan, MSV Yatsiv Daraisa. This day holds that Kriyashma is only a Mitzvah Durabanan every day. Mitzvah Durabanan. Well, Zechir SCCS Bisrayim is Daraisa. Maaseh Rev Yosef, B'Shach Lov Kumecha. What do you mean? It says B'Shach Lov Kumecha. We have a whole world sugyas about that. How can you say it's Durabanan? So, Amar Le'abaya, Hahu B'Divrei Torah Ksiv. No, that's talking about Torah. You have to learn day and night. But not that it's talking about Kriyishma. Tanan, I would about our Mishnah. Balkari Maharei B'Liba Veinu Mavarech. Lo Lefanav Lo Lachareha. Balkari is Maharei Kriyishma, but does not make the brachos. V'yal HaMazon, Mavarech La'acharav, Veinu Mavarech Lefanav. But on food, he makes the bracha afterwards. Why? What's the chilek? V'isaka daitach, emes v'yatze daraisa, livracha acharela. So two problems. Number one, you're able to say kriyashma. Doesn't that show kriyashma as daraisa? Number two, the Mishnah does not list off emes v'yatzev. Which, if it's daraisa, you should have to say it, at least be hearer. So the Gemara says, my time of avarech, imi shemitzias mitzrayim, ho'itkale b'kriyashma. So Gemara says, no. Why do you have to say Emes V'Yatziv? Why? Because if you see Emes Mitzrayim, you already mentioned it in Kriyashma, right? That you see Emes Mitzrayim, which, by the way, is a riot to the Rambam, that all three Parshias are part of the mitzvah of Kriyashma. Because it says, Ha'ikla B'Kriyashma, would you call it Kriyashma? The other Rishon would have to say, once they expanded Kriyashma, it's all called Kriyashma. But the Rambam is for sure Mefurish. So it's a smach to that Rambam that L'Gimel Parshias, that all Gimel Parshios are Kriyashma. So, says the Gemara, if you want to mention it as V'yatzev because of Yisid B'Shraim, you already mentioned it. V'neim aha v'loli b'ayha, why don't you just say Emes V'yatzev then? So the Gemara says, no, Kriyashma adifa disbatarti, because it has Kabbal Tzav Malchus Shemayim and Zechiris Yisid B'Shraim. Either way, that is day number one, Rav Yehuda Marav, who holds that Kriyashma is Durabanan. For Rav Elazar Amar, no. Savik kara kriyashma, savik lo kara, chozer v'kore kriyashma. Right, Rabbi Lazar holds like what we hold, you have to repeat kriyashma, because kriyashma is a mitzvah daraisa. Yesterday we had the machlokes, Magen Avraham and Shagas Arya, whether it's called a zman grama or not, because 24 hours a day it could be midaraisa, you have to say kriyashma. Savik ispalo, savik lo ispalo, eino chozer ispalo, but davening, tefila shmona esrei, if somebody does not remember if they davened or not, they do not daven again. They do not daven again. For Rabbi Yochanan Amar, no, no problem. They can daven again because after all, v'levai she yispal ha'adam kol hayom kulo. Halavai, halavai that we daven all day. So there's no problem with davening again. Rashi and Tosfos, just in case. Rashi and Tosfos both quote here, the halacha is like Rabbi Yochanan by Suffolk. And the halacha is like Shmuel by Vadai. They both, Rashi does both hold there. Rashi goes this from the Bahag. Says, right, meaning what? We pass like Rabbi Yochanan that you could daven again if you're Masufik. If you're not sure if you daven, even though tefillah might be derabanan, you know what, you could daven again. But, because of halavai she is palel. But if one knows that one davens, so then one is not allowed to daven again. We don't pass like Rabbi Yochanan in that regard. Important to Ara. If you look at the Rambam, generally the rule is, whenever you're not sure if you did a mitzvah daraisa, I'm not sure if I shook a lulav, I'm not sure if I heard shofar, I'm not sure if I did a mitzvah daraisa, we do the mitzvah again without the brachos. You don't repeat the brachos, because the mitzvah is daraisa, and the brachos are derabanan. That's what usually is. There seems to be one exception to the rule, and that is kriyashma. When the Rambam quotes this halacha, you see where the os aleph is. When the Rambam quotes this halacha in Hilchas kriyashma, parak beis halacha yud gimel, safik kara kriyashma, safik lo kara, chozer vikore, umivarech lefaneha ulachareha. As if there's no controversy. You say the brachas again. Avalam lo yada shekara v'nistabek lo imbirech. If you know that you said kriyishma and you're not sure if you made the brachas, then you don't make the brachas again. Maybe pashas because you said them, probably said the brachas. But if you aren't sure if you said kriyishma, you should repeat kriyishma with his brachas. Why? Says Rav Soloveitchik. It's quoted in the first Misora journal. Why? Because kriyishma in birchoseha is different. The bracha is part and parcel. Once the rabbanan enacted the brachas, it becomes part and parcel of the mitzvah. It's kriyishma bibirchoseha. And therefore, if you're not sure if you said kriyishma, you have to repeat it with the brachas. And that's also, I think I mentioned this back on Daf Beis in the first year at the Siyam, that there are some shitas in the Rishonim that one should not do what many of us do. If we know we're going to a minyan on Shabbos morning where they're going to miss my kriyishma, so we shouldn't. So what we do is usually we say kriyishma in the morning and we'll repeat kriyishma during the davening. But according to some Rishonim, no, you can't do that because you have to say kriyishma in birchoseha in its proper time. And therefore, that would be a problem to say it earlier. Okay? Good. Amar Rav Yehuda, Amar Shmuel, haya omed bitfilah v'nizkashis palel posik b'afilah b'emsa bracha. If somebody is davening and then they remembered, oh, I davened already. Sometimes we daven like at a mincha that we don't usually daven at. And then we go to the regular minyan in the middle like, uh-oh, I davened already. So what do? So the halacha is you stop. We paskit. If you're davening, we don't do tefillas and davas today. So if somebody's davening and they remember that they davened already, they have to stop even be'emsa habracha. Why? Even be'emsa habracha, the rif's lashon is, why? Because up until now, they've been davening a tefillas chova, they thought. And now they switch it to a tefillas and dava, you can't mix and match. The rif's lashon is, it's nira kemakrav beis tmidin. You already gave the carbon tamin. So you can't do it again. Or some other lashonis of the ge'onim, even stronger lashon, it's like baltosif. If you look in the Tosfos HaRosh, the Tosfos HaRosh right here has a couple of different lashonos. Says the Tosfos HaRosh. Second, let me find the place. Says the Tosfos HaRosh. Where is it? Gomer Osa Bracha. He says, why? And we're going to have a difference in a minute on Shabbos if you find yourself davening. Says the Tosfos HaRosh. Avalim yadu aloshe hispalal nired Rabbi Yochanan modeh she'en lo lispalal yoser v'hagaonim pirshu tader amar Rabbi Yochanan that you could daven. It's about called kulo dafka yachid v'adayit it's in a dava. Avaladayit it's a chove aser. The tefillas keneged tzmidim tiknum, as we're going to have. V'hayachid misnadev olas nedava. Aval tzibur afilo adayit it's in a dava aser. She'en tzibur mevi'en olas nedava. Taking the comparison to karbanas very seriously. The ketzam is bayach lam nedava yelam and musaru suba. So therefore, you have to be very careful and you can't mix and match. And he says, im haya gomer havi kemakrav shnei tmidim b'shachris v'over b'shem bal tosif. Wow. V'afilo maya rotza l'gomer l'shem nedava lo matzinu karban chetz yachova v'chetz yinedava. We never have such a karban. O b'tfilas musaf modesh in yachol espal b'nedava shein musaf b'nedava. That's even Rabbi Yochanan would admit. Either way, the Tosfos HaRosh here, among other Rishonim, takes the comparison to karbanas very seriously, which we're going to have later on in the fourth parak, but that is part of why you have to stop in the middle if you remember that you davened already. Third wide line. Eini, is this really true? V'yamar Rav Nachman. Is this really true that you have to stop? You have to be Rabba Baravuha. When I was by Rabba Baravuha, Ba'in Minei Hani, I asked about him. Hani B'nei Be'rav. These yeshiva boys, these B'nei Be'rav, Tamid HaChachamim, did Ta'u, where the P'nei Yeshua says, why does it say that? Because they're always busy in their learning, and therefore sometimes they might forget what they're saying. In terms of just one answer. The Tom, it's Kri Dechol B'Shabbos, let's say, and it happens sometimes, Friday night, we start saying the weekday Shmona Esrei, even though it's Shabbos. Maoshi Yigmaru, what should they finish? What's the halacha? So Amar Alarm, we usually remember that by Slach Lanu, when we start banging on our chest, and then all of a sudden we look around to make sure that nobody else saw us. We start scratching our chest to make sure that nobody noticed. Either way, what do you do in that case? So surprisingly, V'Amar Lan Gomer calls a bracha. You finish the bracha. Chanun Amar Belos Lalach, and then you go back to Ata Kidashta, and then you go back in the morning to Yisnach Moshe. Right, whatever it is, you finish the bracha. So ask the Gemara, why, if I remember it, I davened already, and then I have to stop wherever I am, right in the middle, while on Friday night, on Shabbos, if I remember that I'm saying the wrong Shmon Esrei, that I finished the bracha. So says the Gemara, there's a big difference. Hachiyashta, wait a minute, Hasam, over there on Shabbos, Gavra Bar Chiyuvahu. Really, there's no reason that we shouldn't say the weekday Shmon Esrei on Shabbos. We should say the weekday Shmon Esrei and the Shabbos Shmon Esrei. We're Bar Chiyuvahs. V'Rabbanan hu delo atrechuhu. The Rabbanan just didn't want to be Matriachas, which is just a long Shmon Esrei. Mishum Kavod Shabbos. It's Kavod Shabbos, you shouldn't spend the whole day davening. Right? That the so long. Amazing. That's why these extra few minutes. Aval Hacha Hatzalilei. But here he davened already. He's not a Bar Chiyuva. He already davened. And therefore, you can't mix and match. And that is why you finish the bracha on Shabbos, but you don't finish the bracha if you already davened. Important discussion, halakha l'maisa. Halakha l'maisa. So let's say somebody is in Shmoneh Esrei on Friday night. So somebody says Atachonein or whatever it is, they finish the bracha. What happens if they say Atachonein and then they remember? You got to finish the bracha because you already said Chonein. What happens if you just say the word Atah? And you're about to say Chonein, and then you remember. And so, thank God, you say Kidashta. Or, it's by Mincha, you say Echad. Right? It doesn't work by Shabbos morning, because you're supposed to say Yismach. So, right, when you say Atah, you're finished. But what about the other two? What about Friday night, and what about Mincha? If you say the word Atah, you're about to say the weekday Shmoneh Esrei, right? You're about to say the next word Chonein, but then you catch yourself. So, the Truma Sadeshin says, if, quoted in the Shulchan Aruch, in Rei Samaches, that's the siman about mistakes in davening. If you said Atah, the Truma Sadeshin says, thinking that you're going to say Chonein, then you got to finish the bracha. You got to finish the bracha, even though you didn't say the word Chonein yet. But, that I would say that does not apply to most of us. Because the next line of the Shulchan Aruch says, if you know it, when does all that apply? If you think it's weekday, then you realize. But most of us, we know it's Shabbos. We're just not having Kavan in our Shmoneh Esrei. We know it's Shabbos. That's what we're saying, Atachonein. We don't think it's weekday. So in that case, if you say Atachonein, you're stuck. You have to repeat this, go to the end of the bracha. But if you just say the word Atah because of Shigur Delishna, because you're so used to it and I don't have Kavana, and then I stop after Atah, not because I thought it was weekday, and now I think it's Shabbos. I always knew it was Shabbos. So then, I can continue with Kidashta or Atah Echad. Right, that is what the Shulchan Aruch says in Reis HaMaches. What happens, all this by the way applies only by Shacharis and Ma'ariv and Mincha. There's a big machlokas we show in him right here, and it's quoted in Shulchan Aruch. What about by Musaf? What if by Musaf I'm in the middle of a bracha? Do I finish the bracha also by Musaf or not? Because maybe that's totally different. That's not just Tircha de Sibura. So it's 2 days in the Shulchan Aruch. Whether you finish the bracha also, or you're posek, afilu b'emsa bracha by Mincha. Machlokas, Rabbeinu Yonah and the Rambam say you have to be posek. Other Rishonim say the Rosh and the Re say, even by Musaf. 2 days in the Shulchan Aruch. Okay, we continue. Says the Gemara, 3 lines from the bottom. The Amar of Yehuda Amar Shmuel. His pile of anichnas, the Beis HaKadosh says, Ubazi Birshim is piled. As we saw before, what do you do in terms of Prisha Minat Tzibur? But now we have, what happens if you walk to the shul, you davened already, and you walk to the shul and they're davening. So do you daven again with them? So Im Yochal HaKadosh Badavar Yachsav is piled. If you could be Mechadish something in the Shmoneh Esrei, or maybe even in every bracha, daven again. Vim Lava Yachsav is piled. And if not, don't daven again. Right, that's what we paskin. Vitzricha, and we need this, even though we already had the earlier, that you have to stop in the middle of a bracha. And we have this, that you don't start again. You need both statements. Vitzricha, diyesh bina kamaisa, if you only have the first one, that if you davened already and you come to shul, you don't daven again, you have to stop in the middle. Hani mili yachin v'yachin. Maybe that's where yachin v'yachin, not if you come into shul. That's only if you davened again and you didn't remember, that's only where there's the same level. Yachin v'yachin. O tzibur v'tzibur. Avol yachid l'gabi tzibur. But maybe I would have thought that if you daven yourself, and then you walked into shul, and now you're going to daven b'tzibur, k'man delot sali dami. Wow, that's a great havamina, right? If you daven by yourself and then you come to the shul, davening b'tzibur is a different chalos. It's a totally different experience of tefillah. So you might have thought that even though you daven by yourself, when you come b'tzibur, you have to daven again. Kamash malan. We don't say that. But that havamina is unbelievable. V'yeshmin and hacha, the importance of tefillah b'tzibur. V'yeshmin and hacha, and if you only have the second one, mishad lo haskelba, maybe only because you didn't start yet, that's where don't start. Aval hasa da haskelba, but in the first one, maybe I already started. And then I remembered I davened already, aim alone, maybe I shouldn't stop. Tzricha. So that's why I need both statements. Good. Period. Amar Rav Huna, Hanichlus of Beis HaKnesses, so that's where you davened already and you walked through the shul. What if you didn't daven? You just came late. Hanichlus of Beis HaKnesses, about the Chivas of Bispalin. If I walk into shul and the Tzibur is already davening, so this is the Shiloh. Do I start davening myself? Do I start saying Shemona Esrei myself? What do I do? So, im yachol ha'haskav ligmar, atshalo yigia shatz l'modim, first daya. If you could start and get up and finish your tefillah balachash before the shliach tzibur gets up to modim, yispala then start and daven. V'im lavin, if not, ah yispala, if not, don't start, wait till after modim, because you don't want to miss modim. That is the first day. Reb Shubin Levi Amar. No. Im yachol ha'haskav ligmar, atshalo yigia shatz shlach l'kedusha. You go by kedusha, not modim. Yispala v'vava yispala. Right, you go by kedusha. If you can make it before the Tzibur gets up the Kedusha. But my Kamiflagi, what's the Machlokas about? Mar Savar Yachad Omer Kedusha. One opinion holds, Rav Huna holds, that a Yachad could say Kedusha. So don't worry about getting to Kedusha with a Tzibur. A Yachad davening with the Tzibur says Kadosh and Barak Kavod. Not at home, but a Yachad, Rashi here says, davening with the Tzibur would say it. So don't worry about cashing up to them, so I'll only be worried about Modim. Omar Savar, no, ain't Yachad Omer Kedusha. And the other opinion, Rav Rishu Ben Levi says, no, a Yachad cannot say Kedusha, so you gotta say it with the Tzibur. Well, let's stop there for a second before the vachein. But that is the machlokas. What do you do? And that's what generally we hold like by kedusha. Therefore, that if you don't sit, you have to make sure to time yourself to be able to get up to kedusha with the tzibur. The Bir Alacha has an interesting stuffing. Bir Alacha, the beginning of Simin Kuftes, says, what happens if somebody always has a very long Shemon Asrei and they always miss kedusha anyway? They always miss it. So what are they supposed to do? Do we say that they shouldn't start and they should always daven afterwards? Or do we say no? And this is what the Bir Alacha is noted towards. What does the Gemara say? Gemara says, if somebody walks into shul late, that's their fault. If somebody starts with the tzibur, that's tefillah b'tzibur. That's the ikar tefillah b'tzibur. And therefore, if somebody starts with them, so, okay, you already have a long Shemona Esrei. Don't worry about it. This is your mitzvah right now. And it's late. You don't have to, that's generally, it seems to be what the Minhag Olam is. Typically, you have a long Shemona Esrei, doesn't mean you're not supposed to delay it every single day, right? As long as you start with the tzibur, and it's not, the person comes on time to davening, it's not their fault, so then they should just daven with the tzibur, and don't worry about the kedusha, right? Don't worry. It's about Chlokas and the Mishnah Berurah and the Chazon Ish also. The Bir Alacha writes it on Shabbos, and if somebody knows, on Friday night, they have a long Shemona Esrei, they should hurry it up a little bit, the Bir Alacha says, in order to make Vayechulu with a Tzibur. And the Chazon Ish says, why? What are you talking about? Vayechulu? Do your own thing. You said Vayechulu Shemona Esrei, you're going to say it by Kiddush, don't worry about it. Interesting, not to hurry your Shemona Esrei just because to get Vayechulu. Okay, either way, continue. How do I know that a Yachid does not say kedusha. Shenemar v'nikdashti b'soch b'nei Yisrael. Because it says, I will be sanctified amongst b'nei Yisrael. V'nikdashti. Parshas Emor. Kol davar shebekdusha lo yefachos v'yasara. And I will be sanctified within b'nei Yisrael. What's b'nei Yisrael? 10. Should it be less than 10? My mashba, how do you know it's not less than 10? Tatani. Rav Noyachud, Rabbi Chiya bar Abba. As yitov tov, it's a zera shava. Ksiv hacha v'nikdashti b'soch b'nei Yisrael. It says, by the mitzvah of Kiddush Hashem, b'toch b'nei Yisrael. V'ksiv hasa mibadu mitocha eda hazos. And it says there, mitoch. And it says, get away from this eda. Malahala nasara, afkana sara. Just like over there is 10, so too over here is 10. So you learn it out from the there's another step also, but ultimately it's from learning that from the Meraglim. Right, there were 10 Meraglim that was called Eda, because they always have Eda, comparing it to Adas Korach, but you learn that from the Meraglim, besides Yeshua and Kalev, that is 10. That's the source. Rabbeinu Bachai on the Pasuk in Emar, in Parachaveis, at the end, in Pasuk Lamed Ches, Pasuk Lamed Ches cannot Lamed Beis. I'm sorry. Chafes Lamed Beis. Rabbeinu Bachai cannot fathom that the source for Dvarim Shevikdusha are the Meraglim that lost the going at Eretz Yisrael for Am Yisrael. Rabbeinu Bachai quotes though what Chazal say. He says, but you should also know, but oh, there is another source that I would like to mention. Opir Shemino Yaakov says Rabbeinu Bachai. Shein Nus Chazu Meduk Dekes. Shein Lavi Raya Mi Asor Meraglim Dvarim Shevikdusha. But the Isser Nikar Nusach is this. Asya Toch Toch. Ksiv Hachav Nitashi Besoch. Ksiv Hasam. Lishbar besoch habayim, quoting from the brothers when the brothers went into Mitzrayim. Malahalan asara, you learn from the Achay Yosef that was tzaddikim. Afkan asara, you learn from the Shiftei Ka. That's Rabbeinu Bachai says. I like that makar for needing 10 for dvarim shebekdusha. Good. Says the Gemara. But everybody agrees that you can't be mafsik your Shmona Esrei to say kedusha. Right, so Ibarilu, Malahatsik Lihishmo Agadam of Arach, what about for Yehishme Rabbah, which the Gemara spoke about earlier on Dav Gimel? Kiyaz Rav Dimi, Am Rabbi Yehuda, Rab Shimon Ben Lakish, Tamidid Rabbi Yochanan, Amri, Lakol Emafsikin, you're not Mafsik for anything. Chutz Min Yehishmo Agadam of Arach, Shavil Osik, B'maisa Merkava Osik, you're even stop learning the most esoteric studies for that. By the way, we don't pass in that way. We are not mafsik in Shmona Esrei for that. Right here, so we spoke about back on Daf Beis. Tosfos right here. This is a discussion in the Rishonim in Brachas Chaf Aleph and Sukkah Lamed Ches. Those are the two places where the Rishonim discuss it. What do you do if you're in the middle of Shmona Esrei and the Tzira gets up to Kedusha or Modim or any Yehei Shmei Rabbah? So Rashi there in Sukkah, not here, but Rashi there in Sukkah and Tosfos here discusses what should you do. Three Shitas. Rashi says, that's what we paskin. You stop and you listen. Tosfos says, I have no idea what that means. Why? Because are you Yotzi or you're not Yotzi? If you stop and you listen and it counts like you use if you said it, so then you're being mafsik. So you can't stop. So Tosfos says, just keep going. Machlokas, right, the poskim, the mafarshim explained, Machlokas, Rashi, Tosfos, how do you view Shomei Ka'ona? As if mamish you're saying it or not. You're Yotze, you get the credit without saying it. We mentioned the Ritva there, Masechta Sukkah. Again, there's a big discussion here. If you look, I didn't get to mention it last time, but in the Eretz HaTzvi, Rav Shechter quotes a beautiful thought from Rav Soloveitchik on page Mem Ches and Mem Tes. Feel free to look at it. He has a fourth opinion. Not Rashi, not Tosfos, not the Ritva from Sukkah Lamed Ches, who bases his Shita on the din of Rav Zeira, if you remember. We mentioned it on Daf Beis, Kalorei Labila. There's a fourth idea of the Rambam. What the Rambam says about Chazaras Hashatz, Rambam discusses that you should hold like Tosfos Lamaisa, that you should keep going, but because you can't say Amen. If you can't say Amen literally, so you wouldn't be able to be part of the Tzibur. That's where Soloveitchik discusses, as he does in many places, the two concepts of Tefillah B'Tzibur and Tefillah HaTzibur. Tefillah B'Tzibur is davening with the Tzibur in the silent Shmoneh Esrei. Tefillah HaTzibur is the Chazaras Hashatz that the Chazan says on behalf of all of us, where we are all connected through his tefillah, like in the Karban Tamid. And for that, you would need literally an Amen. So that's why the Rambam would also, the Maisa, agree to Tosfos, keep going. Okay, says the Gemara. Rabbi Yehuda Amar Baruch Levnei Melacharem. Rabbi Yehuda said in the Mishnah, don't worry about the Balkari state. Just make the brachas. Lameimer the Ksav Rabbi Yehuda. Balkari Mutar B'Devrei Torah. Does that mean Rabbi Yehuda doesn't agree with Ezra? Balkari is Mutar B'Devrei Torah, but Amar Rabbi Levi. At this point, we think it's a daraisa. We don't think it's Takanas Ezra yet. Rabbi Shimon Levi says, how do you know about Keri can't learn Torah? Shneemar, Vodatam Levanecha Levnevanecha. That's Torah. Vesamechle, Yomash Ramata Vachulu. That's our Sinai. Malahalan, Bali Keri and Asurin. Just like by our Sinai, Balkaris were Asur. Afkan, Bali Keri and Asurin. So to hear, Balkaris are Asur. So the Havamina, the Rashba says right here. The Havamina is it a daraisa mamish? The Tzlach says, maybe the Havamina is that we thought it was Daraisa for Torah Shebechsav, and Ezra only added on Torah Shebalpeh. Either way, what does Rabbi Yehuda do with this? V'chitim alo Rabbi Yehuda lo Daraisa Smuchin. And if you want to see Rabbi Yehuda, doesn't Darshan Smuchin. V'yam Rabbi Yosef, but Rabbi Yosef says, afilo mando lo Daraisa Smuchin b'chala Torah. Even according to the one who does not Darshan Smuchin in the rest of the Torah, b'mishna Torah Darish. He does Darshan it in Dvarim. Tar Rabbi Yehuda lo Daraisa Smuchin b'chala Torah Kula. Because Rabbi Yehuda does not Darshan Smuchin in the rest of the Torah, u'b'mishna Torah Darish. And he does in Mishna Torah. Really? How do you know that? How do you know he doesn't darshan in Mishnah Torah? How do you know he doesn't darshan in the rest of the Torah? Tanya. It says a machashefa and bestiality next to each other. Samchu inyan lo lomar. Why are these next to each other? Just like bestiality is a chi of skila. That's what mosyumas means. We also learned that is the punishment for machashefa. Amalei Rabbi Yehuda argues the chib ebreishes samchu inyan lo notzi lazel skila. Because we're going to give skila based on smichus. No, I don't love smuchin in the rest of the Torah. Ella, this is my makar. Ella, oviyad oni bechal kol machashvim. Oviyad oni are examples. Hayu v'lamo yatsu. Why they mentioned separately lahakish lahen v'lamo lachama oviyad oni beskila af mechashefa beskila. So you're learning that from a davar sheyotzam in a klal, not from smuchin. So that's where we see Rabbi Yehuda does not hold of smuchin in the rest of the Torah. Ube mishta Torah minala and the darish. And where do you see he holds of it in dvarim? Detanya. Rabbi Eliezer Omer, no se adam anusas avim mufudas aviv, anusas beno mufudas beno. The Tanakama holds Mishnah in Mesachas Yevamis, that a person is allowed to marry the woman who was raped or seduced by his father or by his son. Right, that's the maker adin. Rabbi Yehuda Oser, that's not an erva. Rabbi, not that a person would want to, but it's not an erva. Rabbi Yehuda Oser, by Nusavim Mufudasavim. Rabbi Yehuda Asers, the rape victim of a father. Vamar, or seduction. Vyamar of Gidal Marav, my time with Rabbi Yehuda, where does he know that from? Smuchin. Dechsiv, it says in next week's Parshan, Kiseitse. Loikach Ishes, Ishes Aviv, Veloikalek Knaf Aviv. You're not allowed to take your father's wife or reveal the Knaf, literally the wing, the robe of your father. Knaf, right, and that's an allusion to anusas or mefudas aviv. When we might have anusas aviv ksiv, how do you know? To samech leiv and asana isha shochevim avachulu? Question mark. So you see that Rabbi Yehuda, even though he does not hold of smuchin in the rest of the Torah, he does hold of it in Dvarim. So here too, this is a pasuk in Dvarim Perak Dalet, so he should hold of smuchin to hold that a balkari is usur b'divrei Torah. Answer, Amri in. But Mishnah Torah Darish. He does Darish in Mishnah Torah. But he uses the smuchin to teach you a different halacha. Vahani smuchin mi baileli idach Rav Shimon Levi. He uses it for a different idea. Dam Rav Shimon Levi. Kalam alami lebno Torah ma'ale alav akasav kilu kibla me'ar choriv. If anybody teaches his son Torah, the girsa in Kiddushin is his grandson Torah. We spoke about that last week in Parshas Yer also. Dafka grandson. Ma'ale akasav kilu kibla me'ar choriv. As if you got it from our choriv. Shneamar vodazin levanecha levanei vanecha. Viksiv basrei yomash ramatel ha'shepnei ha'shem alkecha b'choriv. Period. Just one other ha'ara. Why would smuchin be different in Mishnah Torah and in the rest of the Torah? So the Maariv Chai is here as a beautiful ha'ara. And that is, we know there's a machlokas in Gittin Daf Samach, whether the Torah was given piecemeal little by little, Megillah Nitna, or Chasuma Nitna, given all the way at the end of the Torah. So says the Maariv Chai is, if you don't darshan smuchin in the rest of the Torah, because it's Megillah Nitna, it's given little by little. So you can't say smuchin, oh, this is put next to each other on purpose. No, it was written little by little. But in Mishnah Torah, in Dvarim, that was all a package. That was all Moshe Rabbeinu at the end of his life. So for sure, that was put together on purpose. And therefore, everybody agrees, Yudarshan Smuchin in Mishnah Torah. That's the beautiful Ha'ara right here of the Maariv Chai. Okay, we'll stop here by Tznan. Maybe there'll be a shir tomorrow. I'm not sure. It depends on time. If not, we'll pick up with Daf Chavav on Monday morning from Beit Shemesh. Everybody should have a great one. And broadcasting again, last time here from Camp Kaylee for this summer in 2012, Tavshin Ayin Beis. Again, we thank the sponsors, Menachem Yitzchok, Lezech HaNishmas, Menachem Yitzchok Orlinsky. We thank the Orlinsky family. Again, it was wonderful to see everybody a couple of weeks ago here in America. B'ez Hashem, we should all meet in Yerushalayim. But B'ez Hashem, we might have a shiur tomorrow, but if not, we'll pick up from Beit Shemesh on Monday on Daf Chavav.